From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Governor Andrew Cuomo said January 2nd he intends to include marijuana legalization in the state budget, which is due March 31st. Lombardo wrote, and I quote, "The governor already imposed a 100-day deadline in the new year for introducing legislation, and his plan to include the language in the state budget would speed up the timetable," end quote. In 2017, Cuomo was calling marijuana a gateway drug. Now recreational use is legal in Massachusetts, and with Democrats now controlling both chambers of the legislature in Albany, Cuomo should be signing a bill this spring to make it legal in New York. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. Richard Moody is reporting for Columbia Green Media that Democrat Antonio Delgado is being sworn in January 3rd as the local representative of a government shutdown for 2 weeks. Delgado said, and I quote, "The government shutdown is completely irresponsible, and these repeated shutdowns exemplify the dysfunction that we need to change in Washington. I am committed to working together across the aisles to get the government reopened so we can get going on priorities for upstate New York, like improving access to quality health care, expanding rural broadband, standing up for farmers, and protecting our water infrastructure. Do this, I'll work with anyone who's willing to put their head down and get things done, Republican or Democrat," end quote. Delgado promised change locally. He said, and I quote, "I'll hold a town hall in every county of the district over the next year," end quote. John Faso, his predecessor, would not hold traditional town hall meetings with open public access during his 2 years in office. Delgado will likely cast his first vote on 2 stopgap bills to fund most of the government through September 30th and the Department of Homeland Security to February 8th, previously agreed upon by Republicans and Democrats before President Donald Trump reneged on the agreement. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that Amtrak will hold one of 2 public hearings January 29th, required by the State Department of State, as the railroad tries to block public access to the Hudson River at 7 locations between Rhinecliff and Stuyvesant. Germantown Waterfront Advisory Committee member Bill Shannon said, and I quote, "We haven't found out where the second one has been scheduled yet," end quote. The National Railroad Passenger Corp wants to stop unauthorized access to maintenance roads in Columbia County and Dutchess County. That proposal is drawing municipal leaders who have been saying their constituents don't want the fences. In Germantown, 125 feet of fence would block vehicles from entering an access road at a boat launch, and another 700 feet would be along tracks at the town park. And at the Cheviot Road, there would be 245 feet of fence with a gate blocking access to the south. Stuyvesant and Stockport in Columbia County also would get fences under the railroad's proposal. The meeting will be held at 5 p.m. January 29th in Kellner Community Activity Center at 50 Palatine Road in Germantown, with a February 5th snow date. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Mid-Hudson News reports that no students were injured in a bus accident January 2nd on Route 22 south of Lackawanna Road in Copeg. A 2012 Dodge Charger driven by Jeremy Cianciosi, 34, of Copeg, hit the bus and hurt his face, mouth, and hand and was taken to Albany Medical Center. The bus driver, Maureen Heiserot, 67, of Ancrum, was sore but did not go to the hospital. The 21 students and 1 staff member went to school on another bus. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office is investigating and said tickets are possible. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.